Story 4. Olympic medals. Discuss. What are the Olympic medals composed of? Most people have watched the Olympics in their life. One of the best scenes from this sports event is the awarding of the three medals, gold, silver, and bronze. You might assume that the medals are made of pure gold, silver, or bronze, but that is far from the truth. The cost of making a pure gold medal, for example, is financially unreasonable for the Olympic Committee. Therefore, some changes need to be considered. Gold medals. The last time that gold medals were pure gold was the 1912 Olympics in Stockholm, Sweden. Since that time, gold medals have been mainly made of silver, with a gold plating over them. Looking back at the Rio Olympics, the gold medals there were 98.8% silver, 92.5% pure, with the gold plating having a 99.9% purity, which makes up only 1.2%, or 6 grams, of the 500-gram medal. The gold used for plating the medals is unique in that it has no mercury impurities. The gold medal's composition can have some variation from one Olympic year to the next. In the 2012 London Olympics, the gold medals were made of gold, 1%, silver, 92%, and copper, 7%. Even though these medals are not 100% gold, they still have a value. The Rio Olympics gold medal was worth around $565. If they were made of pure gold, the value would be incredible, around $21,200. Silver medals. As for the silver medals awarded at the Rio Olympics, they were nearly pure silver. Ignoring the impurities, they were made of silver, 92.5% pure. This amount is different from the 2012 London Olympics, where the silver medals were composed of 93% silver, with 7% copper added to it. About 30% of the silver used for the Rio Olympics medals was gathered from recycled sources, such as X-ray plates, car parts, and mirrors. The value of the silver medal is less than that of the gold medals, having a value of around $315. Bronze medals. The Brazilian Mint, which produced the medals for the Rio Olympics, reported that the bronze medals were made of 95% copper, with a 93.7% purity, with 5% zinc added. The mix was slightly different from the 2012 London Games, with the medals made of 97% copper, 2.5% zinc, and 0.5% tin. As for the Rio Olympics bronze medals, about 40% of the copper was recycled from the materials used to process copper coins at the Brazilian Mint. Bronze medals are not worth a great deal. Compared to the gold and silver medals, their value is only $2.38 based on market values.